The trend of sending white-collar jobs overseas is expected to increase in the coming year. IBM reportedly is weighing plans to move more than 4,000 programming jobs in 5 states to countries such as India and Malaysia. Tens of thousands of skilled technology jobs already have been offshored, as they say, based on promises of huge cost savings. But NPR's Elaine Corey reports several studies reveal how often these contracts fail.
For companies struggling to make ends meet, outsourcing may appear to be the answer to their prayers. Rosy case studies fill the business press. Lately, it seems all employers need do is shift their software development or customer service operations overseas, then sit back and watch the savings pour in. Yet the truth is, many companies that contract with offshore vendors never save a dime.
You really have to make the upfront investment, which isn't cheap.
Stephanie Moore, a vice president at Forrester Research, specializes in advising clients on offshore outsourcing. She's watched some companies, notably American Express, General Electric, and yes, IBM, reap substantial benefits from the move. But according to Moore, those firms spent years devising a long-term strategy for the shift.
Companies that don't prepare adequately aren't going to realize those kinds of savings because there is so much waste and so much extra management overhead that they have to apply to these situations in order to make them successful.
Moore says in the more typical scenario, companies rush into offshore deals without doing their homework. She cites the case of one unnamed client that got burned.
They selected a vendor who had called them, kind of cold called them. The vendor had promised them, you know, riches and great savings. And my client had said, okay, great, we sign up. Unfortunately, this vendor wasn't really legitimate. They didn't have the right processes or people in place to support my client. And so the project essentially failed, and the client had to take the application back in-house.
The failure rate of offshore contracts is actually quite high. Diamond Cluster is a consulting firm in Chicago which recently surveyed its clients on their outsourcing agreements. Tom Weakland, a partner at the firm, says the results were an eye-opener. Fully 78% reported they had pulled the plug early on at least one contract.
There's a lot of dissatisfaction with outsourcing when it's not done correctly, when enough focus is not placed on establishing the right relationship.
Last month, Dell Computers announced it was moving a big technical support contract back to the U.S. from India after some customers complained about poor service. The Gartner Group has also cataloged problems with offshore relationships, everything from high employee turnover to espionage and theft of trade secrets. Meanwhile, in India, the biggest offshore market, the cheap white-collar labor costs that first attracted U.S. companies are rising, sometimes even doubling in the space of 6 months. That's how one unprepared outsourcer Weakland knows of wound up in trouble.
The 40% cost savings turned into approximately 20% cost overruns, which ultimately caused the relationship to fall apart and the agreement to be terminated early.
Yet, in what may be a sign of things to come, Weakland says that client eventually contracted with another offshore vendor rather than bring the work back home. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.